Your life is nothing. You serve zero purpose. You should kill yourself now! And give somebody else a piece of that oxygen, an ozone layer, that's covered up so that we can breathe inside this blue trap bubble. Because what are you here for? To worship me? Kill yourself! I mean that with 100%. With 1000%. Welcome to the Broski Podcast, episode 15.
Good job.
Right?
Yeah, it's 15.
It's
just the episode number, man.
Episode 15 of the Broski Podcast. I'm your host, Lime Jinjo. I'm doing like the fuckboy, like I'm biting my lip, but
no,
I'm like stroking my chin.
Nobody
but...
can see that, bro. We don't have a video version.
With me, as always, is my co-host, Dylan, a.k.a. Carophibian, a.k.a. the big one, a.k.a. the Zodiac Killer's accomplice, a.k.a. Adachi fan, a.k.a. incest fan, a.k.a. big boobs fan, a.k.a. breast milk
fan.
Am I
supposed to stop you again?
How long are you going to go? Keep going for a while. And also with us today, back on the podcast, the second returning guest, because Zach was on two episodes, right? Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was on his one, and then the obese loser one. The second returning guest, the first and only woman to be on the podcast, my girlfriend, Sophie Mimiori. Everyone clap.
Texas science and karate.
All right. Today on the Broski Podcast, man, you should see the private Broski Topics channel on our Discord right now. It is an unreadable fucking mess of shit because these guys are on the so fucking stupid.
You barely contributed. Me and Dylan put the real zingers in the. You guys are good.
You guys are for a treat because me and Dylan were geniuses and we came up with the best topics.
You put like three topics, Matt. And they were actual topics. We put like 20 each.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
ratio.
7,
ratio.
8.
Ratio.
I put plus some of my balls, plus your mom sucks. And they're like all good topics.
Yeah.
Should we pause for a second and I put all the topics in a virtual wheel and then we spin it?
Sure.
I'm going to
do that.
That would be a funny bit. Okay. I made the stupid fucking wheel of topics. There is like 18 topics here. I'm now going to spin the wheel and we will talk about what topic it lands on. We're going to keep recording this episode until we've covered every topic you stupid motherfuckers have written down. So let's go.
Spin the wheel for the first time. Let's go, guys.
Spin the wheel for the first time. What are we talking about first? No. Okay, good. We almost got one of the worst ones.
No.
But we got one of the best ones first. We're going to talk about the melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. Woo. The three of us watched seasons 1 and 2 and the Disappearance movie.
And the first episode of Yuki.
Yeah, we also watched the first episode of the spinoff, but we're not done with it yet. It was... goated. Absolutely fucking goated.
10 out of 10.
Legit 10 out of 10. I think all three of us gave it a 10 out of 10 on my anime list. One of the greatest series ever made. There are no downsides. Now, people that don't know, Haruhi Suzumiya, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, there's an infamous arc in it called The Infamous Eight. And in
Endless
the...
Endless Eight.
The light...
Ratio.
Endless Eight.
Endless Eight.
Ratio.
Mm-hmm.
L.
I wanted to talk about my experience with the show because I actually watched the first season before you guys ever watched it. I watched it when I was little because when I was a little tyke, I didn't have the internet. I didn't use the internet to like, so I didn't really discover how to like pirate anime until I was in sixth grade. But I always liked anime.
I have a pimple on my penis.
Because my mom was one of those like crunchy moms. She's like, we don't need Wi-Fi. We can have fun without Wi-Fi. You know?
Mm.
So I didn't have Wi-Fi until like sixth grade or seventh grade. So my mom would just, we'd go to Blockbuster and get anime. But other than that, my mom would just buy me DVDs of anime that she thought were like appropriate. And Haruhi is not It's questionable if that's appropriate for a fifth grader. There's some sussy moments.
Fifth grade Sophie, whenever Haruhi was like, Miku, come here, I need to sexually harass you. And then Mikuru was like,
little baby Sophie when Mikuru comes on screen and boom, boom, boom.
And then Kyo's in his head like, oh, Miss Asahina, oh my god, I'm thinking about cream pieing her. I need to breed her.
Okay, back it off, bro. Yeah. Back it off.
So I watched season one when I was like a little kitty, and I thought it was fine. I didn't like it that much, but I was also a stupid, like, idiot, like, actually insane child, and I didn't understand what how good it was.
Sophie, what were your thoughts on Black Butler when you were the same age?
Alright, so what about season one?
Anyways, I thought Haruhi was fine.
Al?
But the thing about Haruhi Suzumiya is the orders of the episodes are really weird. And in the DVD that I watched when I was a kid, the order is really different than how I watched it with the boys. So Dylan can talk about that.
The first season came out, okay, the light novel is a little out of order, I think. Like, I know, like, Disappearance is like the fourth novel or something. I don't know. When you watch the anime, the movie they make is near the end of the series. The movie is the second light novel. That's not how it goes. It's whatever. I don't know whether they wanted to be quirky with the anime.
Yeah. The movie was the first episode zero in my DVD collection that I still own.
Yeah. Well, okay, when it aired in Japan,
that's how it aired.
There were two different orders. At the end, in the upcoming attractions, Kyon and Haruhi would both say a different episode number. And I think Kyon was the mixed up order, and then Haruhi was the chronological. And then the DVD had just a different order. I don't know why it did.
I guess we should talk about what the show is, in case people don't
that,
know.
Oh, that is true. I mean, we went straight to Endless Eight, and then just like, I watched it as a baby.
The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. Well, I didn't even get to finish my sentence about the Endless Eight, because this little scrimblow was like, mining first!
Yeah, because I'm the guest, and also I want to talk about my experience with the show before you just talk about the Endless Eight out of nowhere.
So Haruhi is about a quirky girl, and no one likes her because she's all quirky. And then Kyon, the main character, sees her, and he's like, I don't know. And then he actually talked to her because she changed her hair every day.
But Dylan, why is she quirky? What does she want?
Well, she's quirky because we'll get to it. So Kyon noticed her, and then she's like, I want to meet aliens and the experts and time travelers. And he's like, this girl crazy. But then it turns out she makes a club, and there's a time traveler, and there's an expert, and there's an alien all watching her because she had God. So true.
And she's not allowed to know about it, or like she'll destroy the universe.
Yeah, so true.
It's awesome. So she's like this really outgoing, extroverted girl, but she's kind of a bitch and she hates everyone until Kyon befriends her, even though he's a normal dude who she normally doesn't talk to because she thinks normal dudes are like stupid and dumb. But her only goal in life is to make friends with time travelers, aliens, and espers, and like cool people who have magic powers and shit, because she's like kind of a chinibio. So she makes this club called the SOS Brigade, where they go and they try to find crazy phenomenons, and all the club members are time travelers, espers, and aliens, but she doesn't know, so that's why it's ironic. It's a really funny show, actually, as well as being cool and based.
Now, you watched it as a kid. Me and Matthew, we both knew of the Endless Eight arc.
I didn't, because I never watched season two, so I didn't know about this that much. I knew about it a little bit, but I didn't know about it. Dylan knew a lot about it, and I was excited to watch it. Okay, go ahead, Matthew, explain it.
I just wanted to say I thought it was a good arc.
What? That's what you wanted to say so bad?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there's a funny little arc where they repeat the same episode 8 times, and a lot of people think it was bad, but it wasn't bad. It was actually really funny and awesome.
You're not gonna expand on that thought?
Nope.
Dylan.
Oh my god. what did you actually want to say?
That was it.
No,
why did you think you'd forget that? That's like nothing. Go ahead, girl. Give us nothing.
You're nothing. You're nothing.
The Endless Eight is a time loop. that loops like 15,000 times.
Your life is nothing.
It's one chapter in the light novel, but it became very infinite because in the anime, it is 8 episodes of the exact same thing. And everyone went feral when it was airing. But it's actually genius. Making the viewer experience the time loop is genius and funny and awesome. And people who don't like it, they are...
Kill yourself.
I don't want to... Kill yourself. I don't want to say any mean words.
Kill yourself. What? So yeah, they do the same episode 8 times. They reuse some clips, but most of it is original.
There's like slight changes.
Yeah.
A lot of people like, I remember someone was like, just reuse animation. No, it's like, they're differences.
Yeah,
like, change the shit in it.
They animate a lot of new stuff for every episode. It's definitely different
every
time.
They just wanted to tour everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
The characters have new outfits every episode.
That's a good touch.
And that's true.
New swimsuits for the girls. Boom, boom, boom. It's awesome.
Yeah, the time loop is when they go to like a freaking pool or something, so you see boobs every episode.
They do a bunch of stuff on summer vacation, and one of the things they do is go to the pool. So you get to see Haruhi's boobs, and Mikuru's boobs, and...
All of us have a different
Nagato's
best girl.
Boobs,
so true.
And... Kyon's boobs.
One of them wore the speedo. Was it Koizumi?
Koizumi
Kai.
So
hi, he's the main character. Mikuru is the time traveler. Yuki Nagato is the alien, and Koizumi is the esper. And we all have a different favorite. I like Mikuru. Sophie likes Nagato.
Yeah, I like Nagato.
And Matthew likes Haruhi.
All right, might as well spin the wheel again, Matthew. I think we're done.
All right, that was topic 1 of 18. Next one. Ooh. Am I a Muppet? We watched the fucking Muppets movie, man. Fuck, baby. Fuck. Yeah, fuck.
All right, I suggested one night that Matthew pull up the Muppet movie, and then his PC pooped out, so then our friend JoJo had to finish streaming the Muppet movie. I've seen it before. I've seen it twice before.
I saw it once, like,
it's a good
in
movie.
Theaters.
I was the only one that haven't. I only knew it from Man of Muppet. Kino, by the way.
Jason Segel.
That's just Kino.
It was a funny movie. It was cute
Walter.
And funny. I liked that the whole time we were watching it, anytime a scene that was in the Man or Muppet music video on YouTube came up, Dylan would say, that's in Man or Muppet.
Because I've seen the video so many, even after they sing, I thought Man or Muppet was like the peak of the movie. It's like halfway through the movie. And then even after that, they show more, because like the end of the movie when like they get the grand prize and shit and Kermit's giving a pep speech, he's like, I don't care what anyone says. That's like at the end of the movie, but it's in the Man I'm Up at YouTube music video. So I'm like, dude, that's in the Man I'm Up at.
That's because it's the best song. It's a musical, but like all of the songs are pretty forgettable except for Man I'm Up at.
I forgot all
what about
of them.
The,
except
girl
the girl
boss
one. The girl boss one.
That one
cool.
Sucked.
What?
What about the but Muppet's name?
But I'm a woman.
What about Rainbow Connection?
Rainbow Connection?
Oh, yeah. Rainbow Connection stands on its own. That's not from this movie. It's
why
it's like
there's so many
it's an old classic.
Songs
dude,
about
Man
and Muppet
got an Oscar for a reason.
And what's
yeah, it's a genius
the
song.
The other side.
A little Matthew and Dylan lore. We used to sing Man and Muppet a lot, and our friends hated it. This was a lot of songs, actually. Like, one of them was,
I'm only SpongeBob, after
I'm
all.
Only SpongeBob. I'm and only then we SpongeBob. Met Sophie, and she liked the song. And we were like, dude,
I
we
love
finally
that
found
song.
One of her people.
After Sophie
everyone hated
and I
it.
Started dating, I remember she told me that, like, the moment that she kind of fell in love with me was when Dylan and I were singing I'm Only SpongeBob in unison. And she met someone else that liked I'm Only SpongeBob by Man Man Boy Boy Man.
Matthew's very special for a lot of reasons, because one of them, before I, like,
the
had a relationship,
spectrum.
I wanted someone who would sing I'm Only SpongeBob, but also someone who would watch Kenny vs. Spenny with me, And both of those wishes came true because Kenny vs. Spenny is like a super raunchy, disgusting Canadian show that I found through YMS. And I thought no one in their right mind would enjoy that show with me, but Matthew does. So
it's very funny. It's very funny show. I recommend it.
Sophie, didn't you tell us like you had friends and you would sing I'm Only SpongeBob and then they got pissed at you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it was the same for me and Matthew. So it's like you guys were destined to meet. Matthew started crying in bed. She's like, my brother told me to shut the frick up. And then Sophie and the bitch like and then you guys met.
So
and
we're
like,
friends. Don't we're friends with this L taker. This fucking loser, Nat. And Nat would always get so fucking annoyed when we sung I'm Only SpongeBob. He'd be like, The Muppets movie. It was legit a good movie. I recommend it. It was, if you like The Muppet Show, see, I've never seen The Muppet Show. Sophie grew up watching The Muppets. She loves The Muppets.
I watched it a lot.
I never watched The Muppet Show or anything because I was terrified of The Muppets until I was like 10.
Pussy. Okay. Sorry.
But now I really like the Muppets. The Muppets are very funny. Very funny little creatures.
I like when British people call each other Muppets. Like, you freaking Muppet! It's funny.
Hey, yo, come with the floor here. That.
I think it's time we spin the wheel again.
Yeah, time to spin the wheel.
It's time to spin the wheel. That was topic 2 of 18. What will be topic number 3 of 18? What will it land on? What will it land on? Yes!
No.
Yes! The best topic of the episode!
No.
Oh no! Our table! It's broken! So there's this hilarious, absolutely genius meme that makes me keck my fucking
teeth
out of my fucking mouth every time I see it on TikTok. And Sophie, this maniacal, evil, vile woman, is just like,
it's not funny.
Oh, Dylan, this fucking goblin, gremlin, hunchback, piece of shit, bitch, motherfucker.
Hunchback.
Who is a waste of space on this fucking planet, and he should kill himself now! Also hates this meme. This meme is fucking genius. It is a clip of a small child stacking bricks on a glass table.
What did he think was gonna happen?
The table shatters under the weight of the many bricks he's been stacking, and he says, "Oh no! Our table! It's broken!
It's broken!"
Why did you write this down?
Because it's funny. And
well, he's more energized about this topic than any other fucking topic we've talked about.
True.
He's putting more effort into
true.
It.
And I think this meme is fucking hilarious. It's a sound on TikTok, and people will like duet it, like doing different things. A lot of people now are just getting kind of boring. They're just duetting it, trying not to smile while they say it with a straight face. And they usually are like, it's so hard not to say it with a straight face. Yeah, because it's fucking hilarious, dipshit.
No.
It would be
a table. It broke.
If you were on like a camera looking at yourself recording a TikTok, you would smile, Dylan. It's
do one right now.
It's
make one. No, it's,
I tried.
Make a lime ginger TikTok right now.
I tried. Okay,
do
fine.
It right now and post it.
I'll make
and
one
post
right
it
now.
Right now, do it.
Okay, Sophie, you don't find it funny.
The viewed watching will go
funny.
To your TikTok right now.
I won't smile.
Make sure you can hear it too.
I have to find the sound. Okay, I'm gonna record this TikTok. All right, here we go. I started smiling before I even.
Matthew.
It's funny.
Oh no! Our table! It's broken!
Anyway, Broski fans, I'm going to use the Twitter poll. Not Twitter. Shut the fuck up, Dylan. I am going to use the YouTube.
He didn't say anything!
You were so
shut
stupid.
The fuck up! I'm going to use the YouTube polling feature to, it's 6 o'clock. I'm not gonna be able to eat dinner because I'll be recording this stupid fucking podcast.
Go on!
I'm going to use the YouTube polling feature. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! I'm going to use the YouTube polling feature to ask you guys.
I'm going to use the YouTube polling feature.
Shut up! I'm going to use the YouTube polling feature to ask you guys our table is broke. It's broken. Is it funny or not? You have to vote.
Oh my!
You have to vote. Yes or no?
I'm going to use the YouTube
I'm spinning the fucking wheel. I am, bitch. All right. Melty blood time. The new melt.
Okay, I'm gonna go nap.
All right, the new Melty Blood came out. The last time we talked about Melty Blood, we talked about, like, the weak characters. There was one more character, it was Red Arcade, and then Saber was real. Saber was the last character.
Sucks, no Neko arc. Gonna kill myself. The game came out. It's really fun. It's a lot of fun. I think I like Actress Again, Current Code a little more. I can't explain why the atmosphere and how... Neither game story mode takes itself seriously, but Actress Again is like a fucking mess because the English translation is so fucking bad. You can like barely even understand what's happening and they don't explain anything. So in Actress Again, they're just like, ah, I see the Tatari has given me life once again. And but what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, the Tatari was in, like, a previous Melty Blood.
Yeah, I know,
Blood, right?
But
I
haven't
played...
And then,
like, played... the Tatari was used to create White
Yeah, I haven't played, like, any of the other Melty Blood, so I don't loosely understand now. But, like, when I first played Melty Blood and I didn't get it, something's so charming about not knowing what the fuck is happening. And just, like, the atmosphere of Actress Again, and there's so many characters in Actress Again, and the, like, simpler sprite work. I don't know. I like it more than Type Lumina. But, that said, Type Lumina is still one of the best games to come out this year. Probably the second best game behind Neo, The World Ends With You. Yeah, this game is, like, it goes so fucking hard. It's so good. There's so much single-player content. Holy shit. I don't know if I'm ever going to finish it. Dylan will never finish it because you have to do hard-ass combo challenges.
Oh my God,
and this buddy sucks at fighting games. This buddy sucks at everything, but especially fighting games. This dude should just kill himself, honestly.
I already beat it three times.
I think something... If you play Type Lumina, not playing, like... Because we're, like, big into Tsukihime and Melty Blood now. So everything makes sense. The stuff they say in Type Lumina story mode would make no sense.
Yeah, even then, it, like... Some of this, they reference shit that's, like... Not even in, like... Even if you were a Japanese person and you read the Tsukihime remake... They reference shit that, like... Is
in
Far Side route. That's not even out yet. Like... Someone says something to Vlav, who's a character that's only in the remake. Vlav, like, has long white hair, which vaguely looks like the... I can't even say this because it's a spoiler. But, like, they reference a character, and they say it reminds them of the character, and that character isn't even in any Tsukihime media yet. And then, like, in the game, it, like, Roa says stuff, like, he calls Shiki brother... Which you wouldn't understand, and, like, it's just fucking, like, crazy, and it would make zero sense if you never played Tsukihime or anything, but it's still, it's, like, enjoyable. I really like Type Lumina. I'm enjoying my time with it. I wish Neko Arc was in it, and I wish Arihiko was in it, but it is really good. I recommend it, and the netcode is very good. There are some haters. There are slanderers that... Their name is on the wheel, so we will talk about them.
You just move on to them now. Talk about how much.
No, we
weapon.
Have to spin the wheel. We have to spin the wheel.
What? No.
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 That's
no.
Stupid.
No.
Just
no.
Leffen. Let's talk
no,
about
No, you
Leffen.
Can't. You're breaking. You broke
Why?
The rules.
It'll be weird.
You broke the rules. I think it would
talk
be funny if we ignored it and then spun the wheel again.
Well, we both disagree. 2-1.
But I.
Out.
But I'm the main character.
I agree with Dylan.
All right, we'll fucking talk about Leffen now. Let me remove Spobbling from the wheel.
He's not even on the list.
He Spobbling represents Leffen.
We have to ban Spobbling, guys.
So Leffen keeps popping his disgusting fucking head in everything now. Leffen has brute forced his way into the Melty Blood community because he thought Type Lumina looked cool. If you don't know who Leffen is, he's a competitive Smash Brothers player. We might have mentioned him on the Obese Loser episode. He is an annoying fucking loser. We did talk about him on the Obese Beast Loser episode, because we talked about how he says that streaming on Twitch and making like $1 million, literally $1 million, because it's not on the wheel, but like the Twitch database leaked the other day and we got to see how much they all make. And we already knew like a rough estimate of how much like all the Twitch streamers make, but they make literally millions. And Leffen was like, I'd rather flip burgers at Walmart than stream on Twitch. Then do it, bitch. But anyway, we already talked about that. So Leffen has forced his way into the Melty Blood community, and he's so fucking annoying. I haven't seen him say anything positive about the game, but he still plays it, and he's still like, yeah, Melty was fun. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. All he did pre-launch was complain about how, like, it all, like, looked, and he was like, none of the characters have drip. You are blind. You are fucking blind if you look at, like, Vlav, especially Vlav. Vlav has drip. Roa, he just has like a white button up and you look like Michael Jackson with how pale he is. That's fucking drip, bro.
Well, I think Sophie, you can join in here. You simple character designs are good designs.
I like simple character designs. It's hard to make a good character design that's also simple, and that's more impressive than making like, oh, I'm a fucking Genshin Impact character. I have 15,000 gold chains and little charms all over my body and little skirts and frills and shit. Get out of here. I like Arkeed's design. White turtleneck, purple skirt. Genius.
The other day I was making joke NFTs. I made like a simple template and I was just drawing things over the template to make joke NFTs, you know, make fun of like the, what was it, that ape NFT and shit. Yeah, like a pit crew. And Sophie told me I need to make a Klee one. I said no. And the reason I said no is because I don't want to fucking draw that shit. What the fuck is any Genshin Impact character design? There's so much shit going on. Meanwhile, you tell me to draw...
And Klee's one of the more simple ones.
Yeah, Klee's more simple.
Some of the other ones are freaking complicated.
You tell me to draw Arkeed, easy money. Easy fucking money. Like, okay, same, like, author and designer and everything, Shiro Mia from Fate Stay Night. You can get his shirt at Walmart. You can literally, you can cosplay Shiro Mia by going to your Walmart right now. Any Walmart
probably
in the fucking world.
Probably Arkeed as well.
Yeah, probably Arkeed as well. Red Arkeed has drip with that long purple skirt, bruh. For real. You ain't talking, you got, bruh, stop. Stop your hating.
You could also easily... Cod play toe socket. She just had like a long sleeve red shirt. She had a black skirt.
So
she had like a little symbol on her shirt, but you draw it on
so
it.
So true.
It's like the Fate and Multiboard characters are just what people call closet card play. It's something you just take out of your closet and boom, mm-hmm. You're the character.
So true. But
it doesn't make it bad. They're good design.
But then Leffen, he don't even stop there with the Melty slander. He talking more shit. He's saying the rollback.
We gotta ban
Spobbling. He's saying the rollback bad. Now, I've been seeing some reports, people saying rollback is not good on PC. Bruh, peep this one. I'm in my college dorm right now, bruh. My consoles get horrible fucking connection. So bad connection to the campus Wi-Fi that I just use my hotspot instead. And my hotspot also gets bad Wi-Fi. So I'm fighting for my fucking life playing games online on my PS4 or PS5. And guess the fuck what? I hop on Melty Blood with Dylan, who has notoriously awful Wi-Fi, and we get in perfect matches. Like I'm literally sitting next to him and jerking him off to fuck him up while he's trying to fight me in Melty Blood.
Now, when he said perfect, he means like he literally gets a perfect in the game.
That's true. I kick Dylan's ass every game. But the connection is like flawless. Meanwhile, Leffen on Twitter talking shit saying like, Nickelodeon and Melty Blood have such bad rollback. It makes me miss Strive. Bro! Strive is right there. Are you stupid?
We gotta ban Spobbling.
And then, he comes on Twitter right before Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl comes out, and he shows off a fucking combo video of SpongeBob, and he does this like air combo with SpongeBob, and he calls it Spobbling, and then he's like, we gotta ban Spobbling.
We gotta ban
what
Spobbling.
The fuck are you talking about? Spobbling? I got bitches Spobbling on my dick, motherfucker. Fuck that shit, bro. I'm spinning the fucking wheel again. Thank God, we almost got one that I literally don't know what to say about. But...
I don't know any of the Impractical Jokers' names, so... Oh, no, there's Mo,
basket.
Right?
Well, we didn't land on the Impractical Jokers, so shut the fuck up. We landed on Fruits Basket.
Okay, Fruits Basket. This
Sophie,
is my topic.
You're leading the discussion on this one, and then Dylan and I will just sit in the corner
Fruits
and be like,
Basket.
So true,
Fruits Basket.
Queen.
Fruits Basket, you guys, is my favorite anime. You know that. Fruits Basket is super dear to my heart, and I showed Dylan and Matthew this show because I wanted them to watch it because I think it's really good. And upon rewatch, it is still pretty fire. So fire, in fact, that Dylan put it on one of his favorite animes.
Well, babe.
And Matthew really enjoyed it as well.
Good.
I gave it a 9 out of 10, but babe, you have to specify something. You're just saying we watched Fruits Basket? We're in 2021.
Fruits Basket doesn't
one. Fruits Basket, you have to specify Studio Dean Fruits Basket. Fruits Basket 2001.
Yeah, Studio Dean Fruits Basket 2001, the only one that exists, as far as I'm concerned.
Sophie, I don't think I have ever seen Sophie hate anything more than the new Fruits Basket that started in like 2018.
And
Sophie
it didn't
hates,
start that
there
way.
There are two things that Sophie despises. Madoka Magica and the new Fruits Basket. And she fucking hates, I think she would kill someone. She'd claw someone's fucking eyes out if they started saying they like the
so
new
true.
Fruits Basket. And there's only one real issue with it. Because like, everything else is good about it. The story is like still like good and stuff. The only issue is the art style in comparison. The art style is like generic by itself, but in comparison to the Studio Dean one, and Studio Dean is usually a horrible fucking studio too, but they made like the Fruits Basket 2001 anime. It's like, yeah, their eyes are like very far apart, but it's so stylized and like, it you get used to it and like it's like charming and it's good looking and it's cute.
It's so cute.
But the new Fruits Basket, generic, gross, and it makes
me
want to vomit
problem.
In comparison to Studio Dean Fruits Basket.
Part of the problem there is that the author's art style actually changed like that. You two look all cute like that, and then it changed to what it looks like in the new anime.
Yeah, Dylan.
I don't know how.
Dylan
you
said.
Have a drastic
Dylan
change
said
that, big.
That the mangaka got in like a car accident or something, and like.
I never said that.
Yes, you did, and you said that that like change when they were recovering, it like changed the way they drew, so they had to change their art style. You told me
I've
that.
I've never heard
you
about the mangaka getting in
that,
a car
bro.
Accident.
Bro, you told me that.
I vaguely remember Dylan telling us about some sort of accident that the
a
manga
car
had.
Accident.
I don't
L.
know if it's a car
Take
accident.
The L. Take the L, bro.
That would be quite ironic since Toru's mom died
who
in a car
even
accident.
Knows, who even knows if past Dylan is telling the truth? Apparent truth. Dylan might be schizophrenic and just simply says things.
The art style changes, though. That's a factor of matter.
Yes.
It did change.
Even in the manga, it changes. Over time.
Okay, but beyond just the art, like, there's lots of stuff that goes into a production of an anime. And the way that the old anime was made, so the 2001 anime was made before SJWs
took over the world.
No, it was made before like most of the manga was even finished. Like Dylan said, before the art style change or whatever the heck happened with that, I don't know. I obviously didn't research it that much. I just go off of my feelings about the old show versus
the
new
show.
So
true, queen.
And I honestly think that the new show is probably, like, a really good show. I mean, it almost defeated Fullmetal Alchemist, which is impossible, but
well,
it almost did.
It did patch Fullmetal Alchemist on MAL, but nothing will ever patch it because of
FMAB
the numbered Fullmetal ads. And the review. But even without the review build, it would still go down, because Fullmetal number is so huge.
Yeah, but no, it's a good anime. I'm sure it's a good anime. I just can't. There's things about the old show that were extremely charming, besides the nostalgia, because I watched the show since I was, like, a baby. I watched the show 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like, my whole entire childhood I watched the show. Because it's a good show, and it's really funny. The jokes hit, like, really well.
I like
the
gimmick.
Art style, the directing. There's one episode with the Yuki fangirls where they go into the Electric Girl's house. And the directing in that episode is insane. It's crazy. And I'm 90% sure that episode doesn't exist in the new show. And they don't do, like, weird stuff from what I've seen. Like, they don't do weird choices. Like, in that same episode, they show a scene of, like, live action. Like, real footage from, like, Tokyo or something. and they splice it with the animation. It looks really cool. So they just have a bunch of weird, like, interesting choices they made. The music in the old show is so good. The ending and opening themes in English are genius. All of the OST is super genius. I love it.
The Fruits Basket opening is Sophie and I's song. We'll play it at our wedding. It's going to be the slow dance at our wedding.
Legit. So there's just lots of reasons why I think the new show kind of loses a lot of that spark that the old show had. But if you hadn't seen the old show, you wouldn't notice that and you'd appreciate all the things the new show offers. But for me, I don't think I could get into the new show because it's just, to me, it's like a different version of the show that I already love. So.
There's a song, it's like Toru's theme or something, and I just associate it with Sophie's theme song. Sometimes when we're talking and like, we have like a playlist of music, and Sophie won't be here, and someone will mention her, and then the song will start playing in the robot, and I'm like, what the frick? Like, literally, so many times.
Oh, Matthew's pulling up the funny comic on Twitter.
Yeah, I wanted to say, are we done with Fruits Basket? I wanted to close out with this.
Pretty much, well,
I don't know if we mentioned the gimmick. If Toru hugged one of the Zodiac, they turn into the animal of the Zodiac.
Yeah. We barely talked about the concept of the show. So basically, Toru is, like, normal. And,
it's a shoujo.
Yeah, and all, like, she meets this family called the Somas. The Soma family, and they're all, each Soma represents one of the Chinese zodiacs, and if they get hugged by someone of the opposite gender, they become the animal they represent, but like they can still talk and stuff. So I just wanted to close this out by showing the audience one of my favorite tweets ever, by Twitter user at JenJenJenRose. She said, Fruits Basket AU, where everything is the same except Kill transforms into Garfield. Hashtag Fruits Basket. Hashtag I'm so hungry, Toru. Dylan, show like just a little bit of the art on screen, and then we can link it in the description of the tweet, because I need everyone to go look at the tweet and like it and even retweet it.
But anyways, I love this comic as well. I really love Laura Bailey's performance as Toru. Like, usually I'm a sub over dubber, but there's quite a few anime, including Haruhi and Fruits Basket and a couple other shows that I watched when I was a kid. Because when you're a kid, you don't want to watch fucking sub. You want to watch dub, right?
Yeah.
So I watched dub when I was a kid, and so Fruits Basket. I think the dub, after trying out the sub, I prefer the dub because I love Laura Bailey and I think she fits Toru really well. I love when she goes, ah, like she screams and her voice like shivers. It's so cute.
Yeah.
It's like the new show, it has the same cast and stuff. It's just art.
Well, some of the people left, but most of the same cast, like all the main characters.
Well, they have Laura Bailey and Toru. That's all you really need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the first season of the new show is like basically the same.
Oh my god. You guys reminded me of Momiji. Momiji. They changed Momiji's voice, and it's like a weird, like, German accent now. It's so weird.
What?
It's so weird.
All right, before I say to end this, Sophie, you hate this show. Do you ever see yourself in any of your years trying the show?
I mean, I can't say never, but as of right now, like, I mean, no, I don't want to watch this show. As of right now, I don't see myself watching it. I just have no interest. But actually, before we move on, I say fuck the wheel. Speaking of the Zodiac.
That's a good transition.
The Zodiac killer, guys.
Supposedly, we found the Zodiac killer. We finally deciphered the infamous Zodiac killer cipher where he said, my name, like he was like, my name is ... And then it was a puzzle. After like 50 years, we finally identified him as Gary Francis Post. That's the middle name. Gary Francis Post was supposedly the Zodiac Killer. And some people are arguing against it, saying it's not true. I personally want to believe it, and I think it probably is true because there's shit like, we found the dude's hiking buddy on Facebook, and like in 2018, Gary Post died in 2018, and in 2018, after he died, the dude's hiking buddy posted on Facebook. Like, here was my last visit with Old Man Post. The Zodiac? Question mark. Miss him every day. What? What? This buddy knew his hiking buddy was the Zodiac killer, and he just didn't say shit. This dude,
hey,
like,
man, if you, he's
this
a real
dude
homie.
Killed so many fucking people, and this dude was like, ah, but he's the homie. If I found out Dylan was like, I don't know who's like an infamous killer that's never been found, so I'll
Ted
just
Bundy.
Say one.
The Zodiac killer.
Oh.
Let's say Dylan was like the Golden State killer or the Zodiac killer. If I found out, fuck the broskies, what the fuck? I need to get the hell out
what?
Of here. I'm changing my address.
Dude.
I'm changing all my pet. Never mind. I'm just kidding, bro. It's broskies for life, bro. I'ma join
It'd
him.
It'd be funny.
I'ma join him.
It'd be funny on my deathbed and you're like, Dylan just died.
I'm gonna join
Zodiac?
I'ma join him in the on the his killings. I'm insane like
what?
That. If Dylan turned out to be
how
the Zodiac,
many how many people did the Zodiac killer kill?
21.
He killed like a bunch of couples, right?
Yeah, he targeted couples.
He wanted to kill a bunch of babies at like a school bus or something because he thinks that if he kills someone, then they become his slaves in the afterlife. So
yeah,
like, that's why he killed people.
That he had slaves in hell. Every time he killed someone. And he said he wanted to blow... He wanted to, like, shoot out the tires on a school bus. And as all the little kiddies are coming out of the school bus, he'd kill them off one by one. He also, in one of his letters, sketched bomb schematics for, like, a bomb that would be able to go on the school bus.
Also, based on the BuzzFeed Unsolved video, they literally almost caught him, but because the cops decided that he was an African-American male, they didn't see that he was right there because he was white. They literally could have caught him.
Wait, so one of the reasons we didn't catch him is because police were racist.
Yes.
Wow, thank you, police. You guys did so good on this one. You always hit, never miss. Yup. Thanks, guys.
All right, spin the wheel.
All right, Zodiac killer, whatever. Let's spin the fucking wheel. The next topic is... Okay, guys, I got some bad news. Here's how Jonesy can still be in Smash.
All right, lay it on me.
Are you crying?
Let it out, man.
You like Kingdom Hearts.
I wanted Jonesy so fucking bad.
I wanted Freddy Fazbear. We can't all get what we want.
Oh. Sora's cool.
Jonesy Boat. Did we lose?
Did we just lose? Don and I love the Kingdom Hearts series. Sophie's stupid. Don't fart on my podcast.
Sorry.
So Sora in Smash is cool. You know, it's very cool. In celebration, I'm starting replaying through Kingdom Hearts 1 on the PS3 this time, and I'm gonna get the Platinum Trophy again. I love like most of the Kingdom Hearts series. Sora's cool, but man, I want Jonesy. And the last Mii Fighter like costume pack was so weak. There was only 3 of them. And 2 of them were from stupid fucking Splatoon. L.
I wanted Basil from Amori.
Basil from Amori is so funny.
Basil from Amori. He's such a horrible person.
Like, with the Mii costumes, they didn't even fucking show Freddy Fazbear.
But
you know?
The Doom guy and Isabel, that's so wholesome 100 chunkus big Keanu
Reeves. I'm glad Doom guy got in, but buddies be talking about it, Doom guy and Isabel. It was trending on Twitter, and the Twitter, the guy that writes like the little things on the trending tab.
Descriptions.
Yeah, he said that it was a shipping. A shipping? Sir?
No.
That's just you. Don't put that on everyone else. That's just you, bro. I ain't think about Doom Guy fucking the shit out of Isabel.
Okay, let's spin the wheel.
Yeah, Sora's cool. Sora's cool. Fuck, I dropped my mic. It hit my penis. You
spin
okay, Mikey? Okay.
Spin
I'm spinning. Pimpled
penis.
My pimple-ridden penis. This one, okay, and it's an ingrown hair. Next topic, I got PS5, y'all. And I just want to talk about the cute little PS5 game that comes with it.
So, if you guys want to know, his address is actually...
Bro, please. I got, it comes, the PS5, if you remember from the Broski E3 video, it starts, and, like, this little robot pops out of the PS5 controller, and I go, what the fuck is that? So that game is a little tech demo that comes with a PS5 called Astro's Playroom, and it's this really cute 3D platformer, and I strongly recommend if any of you get a PS5, you guys should play this game, because it's so cute and silly, and it, like, is filled to the brim with PlayStation history. You go through the levels, and, like, you find artifacts, and, like, I was, like, as I was playing, I was racking my brain trying to think of, like, the most obscure PlayStation, like, peripherals, and they were in the game somewhere, all of them, every single one, and there was, like, references to classic PlayStation franchises. Like, I found this little coffin, and I smacked it, and, like, a little robot dude dressed as Alucard, like, woke up out of the coffin and then went back to sleep. So cute. Everyone should play that. That game was so much fun. It's one of the best games I've played this year, easily. There's a platinum trophy on it, and I got the platinum trophy on it in, like, 2 days. I really liked that one, guys. I really liked that one.
Didn't you play that while you were sick?
Yeah, I played it while I had strep throat. Let's spin the fucking
wheel. Yeah, Matthew had a COVID scare.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had COVID-19, lol.
Oh my fucking god.
Wait, what?
Are we gonna put this in?
Dylan and I aren't even gonna fucking speak during this one.
Sophie, alright, guys.
This is all on you.
I've been hiding this from you guys for a long time. Okay? I've been scared to bring it up because there's a lot of hate towards the demisexual community, okay? People think it's not real. But the fact is that I cannot be a part of this so-called hookup culture. It quite frankly disgusts me and makes me want to vomit and throw up. Because I cannot imagine myself, unlike every other degenerate human that walks this earth, to be with someone sexually that I'm not romantically and emotionally attracted to. I must be the only one who feels this way. And I feel alone. But the only people who understand my struggle is the demisexual community that I'm a part of. So, on this day, on this Wednesday, I would like to come out as demisexual, okay?
You done?
Yeah.
Let's spin the wheel.
Okay, spin the wheel.
We ain't never getting that Dollar Shave Club sponsorship. Oh my fucking god!
Why do we have Shane Dawson on here?
Hold Sophie, on, guys. I need to do something really fast. So we have to pause the episode for a second. Okay.
Okay, we're back. We had to take a break because I had to eat dinner and stuff. I'm sorry if I sound a little sad during this second part of the podcast because during the break I checked my phone and someone commented on my table TikTok, and they just said, "You're balding," and then it was like the crying emoji.
No. What the fuck?
And then I said, "Fatherless," and they said, "You're balding because you're fatherless." No, crying laughing emoji. And then I said, "It is clear to me you lack a significant other." And then they told me I'm balding because I lack sexual activity, which is not true. And then and then I told them that it is clear to me that they lack a loving family. And then they just said it back to me and it kept repeating. And I said, I forget what the last thing I said to them is, but they haven't responded, but...
Why are you arguing with them? They're just a troll.
They're just mocking you. When you say something back, they're gonna say the same thing back.
Yeah. There's no point.
I try to be strong on the internet, but it hurts. And their profile, they show no photos of themselves, and they have, like, 200 followers, and all of them are bought.
Lol.
Who is this man?
Do you have the wheel still?
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's stream that
I'm
wheel.
I'm sorry someone said Let's Vivaldi,
talk about
babe.
Some fun
That's
things.
Mean.
Next topic. Shane Dawson.
I put this on the discussion board as a joke. Because right before we decided to record, Shane Dawson, infamous cat fucker, infamous pedophile, infamous cringy minger.
Well, allege.
Well, hey.
Well, we have to say allege, though.
Okay. Alleged pedophile, child molester, cat fucker, okay? Anyways,
we're not getting punched if we're chat alleged. They emailed us and they're like, we love you, Bucky.
I'm allegedly balding.
Allegedly, yes. He posted a new video, a part of like a 3-part series of or some shit. And what's really funny about Shane Dawson is I used to be a Shane Dawsoner, as they say, like right before he got canceled. I'm like, oh, these videos are somewhat entertaining, like probably like 2 or 3 years ago. And then he had like this crew. One of them was named Garrett Watts, and then he had the cameraman. And what's really funny is that all the comments and all the Shane Dawson videos were like, oh, the cameraman's so nice, and oh, Garrett Watts is so sweet. And then once all the controversy happened with Shane Dawson, everyone's like, oh, Garrett and the cameraman, they're too sweet. They definitely didn't do anything wrong in the situation. They should cut off Shane Dawson. And they did. And they went and they made a new podcast by themselves. And guess what they called it? The fucking Sweet Boys or some shit? Some gay-ass shit like Sweet Boys? And everyone loved it. I checked out the new Shane Dawson video like 30 seconds in. Shane Dawson's got a new cameraman. And the only people in Shane Dawson's video, like, he has no friends anymore. The people he made the video with are Ryland, his husband, and Ryland's sister. And they're like going on ghost hunts. Because everyone else abandoned him, except for people who are, like, legally obligated to still care about him. So funny. Anyways, fuck Shane Dawson.
For the record, Sophie is allowed to use gay in a derogatory term.
Yeah,
because
I'm demisexual.
She is demisexual, yeah. All right, spin the wheel. 7 left. This one just says Big Broski. It's just a reminder to say that Big Broski content is in the works. You guys are gonna love it. It goes so crazy. Okay, spin the wheel again.
All right, guys, the Impractical Jokers. So I don't know if you guys know.
I want to have sex with all 4 of the Impractical Jokers at once.
Dude, at the same time.
At the same time.
Dude, I love the Impractical Jokers. I've seen every episode.
I'm spinning the wheel again.
No, we got some stuff to say about this.
I was
going to
talk about the Impractical Jokers, bitch.
This is serious stuff.
The reason I know about the Impractical Jokers is because Stereos and, like, Mumkey talked about them on one of their podcasts. And then I was like, And so then I watched it on, well, I don't know what channel it's on, but I watched it with my little brother. And it was awesome. And it was a bonding moment for me and my family. It's a good show.
They're pretty hot.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway, so Cheer Day coming up, the 20th.
I am the
third
bone
annual
of my
Cheer
sword.
Day.
Steel is my body and fire is my blood. I have created over 1,000 blades. Unknown to death, nor to life, have withstood pain to create many weapons. Yet those hands will never hold anything. So as I pray, unlimited blade works.
You said our shit unlimited plate works.
I don't
Chiro
care.
Had a different one.
Dylan,
so,
I
ratio.
Can't fucking ment. I mentally cannot handle this. I might kill myself. I might kill myself.
Shiro Day. So I can't really talk about this because I'm not well versed in Shiro lore. I mean, I know who he is.
I mean, Matthew had it. He's like 2 hours into the visual novel.
Okay, Dylan, you talk about Shiro then. What's your favorite thing about Shiro? Would you suck Shiro's cock if he was real?
I like when he says, Trace. Own.
I like his shirt. It's like a white shirt with blue sleeves.
I like
sleeves.
His shirt that's too.
Nothing about his personality or anything, Dylan.
Well, okay, so he's kind of different in all
he
three
fixes
routes.
Things.
But he likes swords. Mm. He likes women. He likes protecting women.
Oh, he's a big women fan.
I'm
a big sex fan. Wheel.
What do you guys want to say about Shiro
Day? He likes
his
friend Sakura Mato.
It's going to be so cool. Shiro Day is.
What is Shiro Day, guys? What is it?
It's a day where we all set our icons to the same photo of Shiro and we celebrate Shiro
from
Mia.
Fate?
Yeah, Shiro and Mia from Fate's Day Night.
Why do you guys do this?
Because it's Shiro Day.
Why did this start?
Because Shiro and Mia.
Or someone changed the profile picture to Shiro on the 20th and then they just got a hive to do it and everyone on Twitter with Shiro. And it was just like a moment, and they were just like, we're going to remember Shiro Day. And then last year, on the second Shiro Day, it got even bigger because the Japanese audience became aware, and they started changing the picture to the same CG of Shiro.
Awesome.
The first bad get mangaka noticed and drew Shiro. And now we got the third Shiro Day coming up, so too. Let's spin the wheel. Deltarune.
Oh my fucking god, I am so fucking sick of Deltarune. I played it, it was fun, I see it every day. Every fucking hour of every day, I see at least 10 Deltarune posts on my fucking Twitter timeline.
I mean,
I'm tired. I'm fucking tired, dude.
I'm fine of seeing it, it's just the spam ton.
I'm not.
Birdly's trans.
Birdly is trans.
Birdly is the most cishet character
You're
to ever be written.
You're the most cishet character to ever be written.
No, but
Birdly
think about it.
Would definitely put Nor/Mole in his bio
as his
pronoun.
No, he wouldn't. Because he called crits throughout the entire game they, them. But if Birdly would put like some dumb pronoun stuff in his bio, he wouldn't say that. So that adds on to the theory that Birdly is also trans.
Birdly's trans.
Well, the audience isn't sure what
he's overcompensating.
What gender Chris is, so maybe Birdly isn't sure either. Like, Chris doesn't ever speak. So, is Chris non-binary? How did Chris come out as non-binary if they never speak?
Well,
so
they don't have to tell the audience
that he's
like non-binary
being transphobic,
before the game
and I think
starts.
I'm going to vomit and throw up right now, like,
I
all
think
over my keyboard
Chris,
and pass out.
I think people call Chris they in universe because they just simply do not know what gender Chris
is. That's what non-binary is.
That's what non-binary is.
It's not the third gender. It's just like...
No, it's not because Chris decided. It's just because they can't tell.
But why would Toby Fox write it that way if Chris wasn't non-binary?
Well, that's my explanation. If you guys are going to argue Birdly's trans...
Birdly's trans.
I can argue this. No, they're not.
You just said...
Oh, you said there.
You just
Wait,
said that.
Because I don't want to be disrespectful, but Birdly is not trans. That's silly. You can headcan whatever you want. You see Lancer's theme. You can headcan to any
case.
I would accept Lancer is trans. I would accept Susie's trans. I would accept like any character in the fucking
Birdly's
game being
trans.
Not Birdly. Not
Birdly.
Not
Think
Birdly.
About it.
Is there any
Think
more trans characters we should know about?
Birdly listens to Weezer and shit.
Yeah, that's like a trans man like staple.
No, it's not.
That's
no,
it. What do you think trans men listen to other than Weezer?
Weezer is for fucking crackers. Cishet crackers.
Why can't trans men be crackers?
Cishet crackers that want to fuck Japanese girls.
Okay, spin
that's
the
what,
wheel,
that's
transphobic
that's piece
of shit.
That's what fucking Weezer is for. You're fucking transphobic. You're transphobic because you are associating the beautiful trans people and their culture with Birdly from Deltarune.
Oh, so are you saying that trans people can't be, like mean? What the fuck? You're so transphobic, dude. Holy shit.
No, you're forcing an evil piece of shit Birdly into the trans community.
Birdly's awesome.
What's wrong with... No, did you play it? He's not evil.
He's a little scrimblow.
He is racist.
What?
How is he racist?
You didn't
like,
see the secret
like
Birdly dialogue.
I like how we didn't
dialogue.
Talk about Deltarune at all. We just
You didn't see the secret Birdly dialogue. that you unlock. All right,
spin the wheel. We got two options. The 50-50 here.
I wasn't done.
Okay, go on.
Well, I don't. What else do you want to say? You just want to, like, I mean, me and Dylan are not going to ever come to your side.
You guys haven't even argued at all.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
You just would call me transphobic. Ratio. For what? For
ratio.
That's Lancer's theme. It's not even Burns' theme.
Spin it.
That's a pretty good song.
It is.
I'm fucking done with this wheel. I'm done with this episode of the podcast. I'm done with the podcast in general.
Mimi Yori episode's hit.
The Mario movie. The semi-last topic, Mario movie. So Mario, the Nintendo...
It's a me, Mario. No, that's not me. The voice. Chris Pratt. You have to wait to hear the voice.
So Chris Pratt is going to be Mario. Charlie Day is going to be Luigi. Seth Rogen is going to be Donkey Kong. That feels racist.
We have our reaction recorded, me and Matthew. Matthew, like, sick at the time, so he, like, sounds horrible in it. I think we're going to release it with, like, the Sora reaction, probably. I'd like a, like, 7-minute video or some shit soon.
Something the Chris Pratt being cast as Mario is racist.
I honestly
haven't figured it out yet, but it's racist.
I couldn't make up a better dream cast if I tried. Like, if I sat down and tried to come up with the funniest people who could play the characters in Mario, I could not come up with a funnier, like, casting. They hit it on the fucking head with this casting, dude. Like, holy shit, Charlie Day, Luigi, Seth Rogen... Oh my god.
I think
it's
Jack
so
Black and Bowser is like legit probably a good casting.
It is.
It's not really it's funny when I first saw it, but I'm just kind of like, yeah, it fits. But that picture of Chris Pratt and then Mario, that's sort of
it's
funniest
me,
shit in
Mario.
The world.
No, that's not the voice.
The video
the voice.
The video he released right after it was announced was quite funny. It's a me, Mario. That's not the voice. You have to wait for the voice. Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong.
If we want to be real, it's so freaked at the end. They show Charles and like, oh, he's in the movie, kind of. Nah, you just robbed this man.
Keenan Michael Key is Toad. How? What? Do you guys think he's gonna do a Toad voice or?
This
like...
summer, everyone's favorite plumber is coming to the big screen.
You know, we talked about the Mario movie before on the podcast. We talked about a big plan we had for it.
The Mario movie plan. We have to do it.
Yeah, we had...
We're gonna do it, and we'll make it a broski vlog.
For the loyal broski fans who have listened to every episode, but since you're mindful, you don't really remember everything, the plan was to get all the homies, front row, we're watching the Mario movie, the moment Mario shows up on screen. Matthew, can you do an example?
Super fucking Mario!
Keep going until we get kicked out. Genius. Genius.
Bowser twerking, Mario awkward, Toad doing a head spin, lit! Montage of every time they say super in the movie, super. Super Mario Bros. Dude.
Let's spin the wheel. What will it land on? We only have one topic left. What could it possibly land on? Darminian genocide!